Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 16, Letter 6049, Baruch Hashem, Yimul Shvat, and this is addressed to Rav Agun, with titles here, Moireinu Menachem Nochem Sheyichya Feldman in Omaha. Anyways, he lived in Omaha, Nebraska, and the Rebbe addressed him, you know, apparently in Omaha, Nebraska at that time. There was still some great rabbis there. And Rabbi writes Shalom Uvracha. And the Rebbe says, Alideh Rav Agon, Rav Chosid, were all great titles for Shmuel David Sheyichya Halevi Reichik Shadar. This was Rabbi Reichik. He was in California, but he would travel for the Rebbe in various different places. They called that a Shadar. Ashadar is Shlucha de Rachamona, meaning an agent of Hashem, being traveling around that sort of preceded Shlichas, but he was a traveling Shaliach, and they would spread Yiddishkeit. They would also raise money for the Chabad activities for the Rebbe, and he would visit some of these communities where neglected, and so here you have in Omaha, Nebraska, and the Rebbe says, he passed along, this Rebbe Shmuel David Reichik, by the way, he's Mati's grandfather, it's Mati's mother's father, there's a whole Reichik family, so he passed along to me a pidyon nefesh, a redemption of soul, a redemption of soul note, that you're asking a blessing for yourself and for your son, Shapsi. He's asking for himself, Avuroi, and also he was asking for Avuroi, for himself, and also for Rubnoi, for his son, Shapsi Sheyichya. So they wrote to the Rebbe for the blessing for himself, and Ubnoi, and for his son, Shapshi Zeicha. The Rebbe says, during an auspicious time, I will mention them on the holy scene of my father-in-law, with the titles for his father-in-law, to everything that they're asking, fitting to the contents of that note. And the Rebbe says, for sure, it is extra to encourage you and to tell you that the more that you add in matters of Torah mitzvahs, the one who gave the Torah adds, the one who gave the Torah in the mitzvah, the one who gave the Torah, the one who commands the mitzvahs adds, because he leads the world and he supervises on each and every one with a very specific supervision. He adds in his blessings to everything what the person and his family needs. So the Rebbe says, you're writing there your needs in that redemption of note soul, but you should know, I don't have to encourage you, that the more you add in Yiddishkeit, the more you add in Torah and mitzvahs, the more you add, you get from Hashem. Because who? The one who gave us the Torah and told us the mitzvah is the one who runs the world. And he supervises everything. When he sees that you're doing more mitzvahs and more Torah, he blesses you because he's in charge. He runs the world. And one of the main principles, the Rebbe goes on to him. He was in Omaha, Nebraska, and the Rebbe took every opportunity. And he wrote to the Rebbe, so the Rebbe is responding to him. And the Rebbe says to him, one of the main mitzvahs is to influence your environment. I believe that he was probably in an area where the Rebbe wanted him to reach out. So the Rebbe says, one of the main things over here is the idea, it's a mitzvah, of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha, love thy fellow as yourself. This was, Rabbi Akiva said about it, it's a major principle of the Torah. It's a big principle, it's not just a regular mitzvah. And this is also part of the portion of the week, the portion of Yisrael Matan Torah, which at that time it was on the 13th of Shvat, was the portion of Matan Torah, as we saw before, that Yud Shvat was in the portion of Mishalach. So this is already, and that was on Friday. So this was on Yud Gimel Shvat. This was already the next week in the portion of Yisroi. So the Rebbe says, in the portion of the Yisroi Matan Torah, as we see in the articulated in the Holy Zohar, what do we see about Matan Torah? That the Torah, it says in the Zohar, that when was the Torah given? Only after that Yisroi admitted, and he said, Ato yodaiti ki godel havaye mikol ha'likim. Yisroi admitted, now I see that Hashem is greater than any of the other gods. That needed to come first before Hashem gave the Torah. That's the order in the Parsha, that Yisroi comes and he declares Hashem is greater than all gods, and that's when it gives the Torah. Why? Because Yisroi ha'oir mitoich ha'choshech. The advantage of light is when it comes from darkness. That even we can have Yisro, who was worshipping all other idols, and he came around to the recognition that Hashem is the greatest of all gods. That is the advantage of light coming from darkness. When we have light coming from darkness, that's when Hashem gives the Torah. The same thing is true in all times, in every time and time. Because even though the Torah was given once, so many years ago, but every day there needs to be like the Torah is given. We should always treat the Torah as if it's something new. As we say, "Bekol yoim yuchadosh menecha," every day it should be new in your eyes. And we have evidence for that. It's not just that we learned this from the verse. When we make a bracha on the Torah, you say, "Baruch atah Hashem, notain haTorah," the one who gives the Torah, present. We don't say, "Bless Hashem who gave us the Torah in the past." We say, "Noisen haTorah," gives us the Torah. Which means, so therefore, when we're talking about Matan Torah, we need to have the concept of Lahoitzi Yokor Mizoilo. That's the language used in the verse, to extract something precious from someone who overpowered it or consumed it. Zoilo, basically meaning, if you find a soul who is lost and you bring that soul back, you're taking out a precious soul and returning it to its place. That's to take out Yokor Mizoilel. Either by somebody else helping another person bring him to Yiddishkeit, or even by yourself in a refined way, also to subdue yourself according to your own nature, to do a little more. You take out the precious from the other side who doesn't want you to do it, who holds on to you, and you are extracting yourself from the clutches of those who your evil inclination trying to hold you back. Anyway, the Rebbe brings also to reference the Tanya chapter 27, which is on page 34b, that even the great rabbis, they wouldn't eat right away in the morning. They would go hungry for 2 hours because they wanted to not give in to the natural temptation. They wanted to hold back a little bit to get control over themselves, to do things the way, to exercise self-control. The Rebbe says, for sure you know about the 3 classes of Chumash, and the Chumash, the Tehillim, and the Tanya that are known. Many times we heard from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that they are equal for everybody, and they're especially effective for many, many things. So the Rebbe is also following up. You're looking for blessings. You need help from Hashem. do the chitas. The Rebbe said, the previous Rebbe said, that this is something which helps for many things. At least the Rebbe says, keep him from here and on, with honor and with blessings for good news and all the above. And here you see the Rebbe, anytime the Rebbe got a hold of a name through the people traveling and they wrote a letter to the Rebbe, the Rebbe followed up. The Rebbe wrote to them. The Rebbe was kind. He reached out to them. And the Rebbe always has a lesson. And guess what happens? People responded in kind. The Rebbe attracted and sort of pulled. The Rebbe showed us what to do to reach out to everybody, every person that comes along the way. Somebody wrote a letter to the Rebbe. The next thing, the Rebbe writes him a letter. And the Rebbe encourages him, because it looks like he was asking for, I guess, blessings. So the Rebbe says, the more you do mitzvahs, the more Torah, you get blessings. One of the big mitzvahs is to spread Yiddishkeit in your community over there. And the Rebbe says, to go out and bring in other people, which is the concept of like the Torah giving, when we had to have everybody there, and we needed Yisro to come around. So we have to go out there and extract in others, to bring in others, Yakar Mizoilel, and also in yourself. The Rebbe encouraged him to learn the three classes of Chumash Tehillim and Tanya, which have a benefit for many things. With honor and blessing, the Rebbe wishes him for good news and all the above.